You know what they say, time flies when you're having fun. Well, you must be having fun in these first 3 months of the year because this is our last episode in March, which means we are wrapping up the first quarter of 2024, and I want to check in to see how you're doing. Well, hello and welcome to the Unstoppably Creative Podcast, where I'm going to show you how to increase your confidence, build momentum, and create wildly successful results. I'm your host, Leslie Becker, and I'm here to help you have an unstoppably creative life. So let's get to it. Well, hello, my unstoppably creative friend, Leslie Becker here, and I am coming in hot from Franklin, Tennessee. I'm excited to chat with you today, and I want to say first, are you having a good week? Have you had a good March so far? And the biggest question is, have you had a great 3 months of 2024? Yes, my friend, this is the last episode of March 2024, which means the first quarter of the year is over. Oh my gosh, that's kind of hard to take in, isn't it? We're about to jump into April. By the next time we have our episode next week, it's gonna be April. We will have celebrated Easter. We will have celebrated April Fool's Day. And I can't wait to get you set up for success for the second quarter of the year. But first, we got to talk about the first 3 months, because way back in January, you had set some wonderful goals for yourself. I set some wonderful goals for myself. You hopefully chose a word for the year, and that word has been really helping you. You've chosen a motto for the year, and I hope that is really helping you. And I just really spent some time setting you up for a successful 2024. So the first half of this episode is going to be on reflecting back over these last 3 months. How have you been doing in the first 3 months of the year? Have they been great? Have you gotten to the goals you set for yourself? Have you gotten to some and maybe not others? Or have you completely dropped off? Wherever you are okay, because you know what? We always have today to start fresh again if you feel like you've fallen off your goals. And then in the second part of this episode, we are going to make sure that this next quarter is your best quarter yet. We want to make sure we're setting you up for success so that you can go into April, May, and June with a smile on your face, with a plan in place, and make it happen. All right? So let's dive in on a little reflection of these first 3 months of the year. Now, for those of you who have been listening, particularly if you've been listening in December and January, I gave you a lot of tools to make a really wonderful 2024. And one of those things was choosing a word for the year. And if you remember, I shared my word for the year, which was recalibration. Now, I also shared that I wasn't really so happy about that word, and I kept wanting to find a different word, but that just kept coming. Recalibrate, recalibrate, recalibrate. I even created a whole episode on it. That's episode number 108, which was the first episode of this year, because the word intrigued me so much, and I wanted to distinguish between resetting and recalibrating. So anyway, my word has been recalibrate, and I'm just here to tell you that I have been living into that 100%, and I've already seen it manifest itself. So I want to hear from you. I would love to know if the word that you chose for the year is already guiding you, is really acting as that foundational thing that gives you all the answers to the things that you're looking to do in your life. Because that's what the word recalibrate has done for me. I have had many, many things come my way just by living into this word. And how I've applied that is I have looked at all the different areas of my life and asked myself, how can I recalibrate this area of my life? In my job at work, in my creativity, in my expression of my voice, in my health and vitality, all the different areas of my life. And so that is how you really want to use a word for the year. So I want you to really ask yourself, have you been truly living into the word that you chose to represent 2024 for you? And if you haven't, no need to get upset at yourself. I just want you to start today applying that. Now, maybe you chose a word that just is not working for you, or it's something that you just chose the word and then put it in a drawer. Well, I want you to re-examine it. I want this week for you to re-examine that word as to whether you want to keep that word and really live into it, or you actually want to find a word that you are going to live into this year. I promise you that if you do this, your life will start to transform. Choose a word for the year or re-up the one you already started, and go to it in every aspect of your life. The second part of this reflection is I want you to look back at your goals that you set in January and see how you're doing. And I want you to look at it through the lens of, have I stayed 100% committed to these goals? And if I haven't, how could I change them a little bit for the second quarter of the year, which we'll get to in a moment. But to start, just reflect on those goals. Pull out your, wherever you've documented those goals, and hopefully they're in a place you see every day, because that was part of it, is that you want to put it everywhere around your house so you know what you're going for every single day. And just ask yourself, have I stayed committed to these goals? Maybe there's some that you have stayed committed to and some that you haven't. And for the ones that you haven't, simply ask yourself, why haven't I stayed committed to this? And really ask that question wanting the answer. And maybe that answer might not be an answer that you want to hear. Like, I have a couple of my goals that I just haven't stayed committed. Like, flat out, I can tell you, I have not stayed committed. And I definitely have reasons why I haven't. And those reasons, my friend, even for me, are simply excuses. And I know you might be listening going, no, I have a great reason of why I haven't done that. But the reality is, no matter what's going on in your life, you absolutely can find time, little tiny, tiny habits or tiny bits of time to dedicate to your goals. And if you only have a tiny bit of time, it might take you a little long to get there. But I want to make sure that in this next quarter that we're going to do that. And I'm going to set you up for success in that in a moment. And the third reflection that I want you to do on this first 3 months of the year is actually less a reflection and more an action item. So we are in the last final week of March. And what I like to do with this last week of March is, or really each quarter, or really each month, quite frankly, is do what I call a complete week. So you just reflected on how you're doing with your goals, and I want you to look back at that list, and I want you to think about all the things, make a list of all the things that you have not completed that you said you would complete before the end of this quarter. Now, this isn't a list to make you feel bad about yourself. This is a list to get you excited to call this week your complete week. That means for the last, whatever we have, 6 days left of March, I want you to spend the time getting as much completed that you said you would complete by the end of March as you possibly can. Now, that could look like for you just a to-do list with a bunch of things on it, or it could look like a goal that you said, hey, I'm going to finish whatever it is, building my website, or I'm going to finish writing my screenplay. Whatever it is, I want you to absolutely use these last 6 days or so of March to complete those things. This will give you so much joy. It will make you feel incredibly accomplished, and it will set you up for an amazing second quarter of the year, which we're going to jump into next. Because here's the thing. It's really hard to go into the next quarter when you feel like you haven't really completed those first 3 months of the year. So this complete week is really, really important, because I want you to go into these next 3 months empowered and feeling like, yeah, maybe some of those goals I didn't get to, but I'm going to go forward and I'm going to pursue them with a vengeance this time and not kick yourself. And those goals that you did accomplish, I want you to continue accomplishing them. I don't want you to add new things to the list, no new goals, because I want you to complete the goals that you set from the beginning of the year. So as I said, this second half of the episode is to talk about how to make the most out of the next 3 months, this next quarter of 2024. So number one, as I said in the reflection in the first 3 months, for you to look at your goals and ask yourself which ones you stayed accountable to, which ones you're still shooting for, and which ones you really just kind of let go. I want you to look at the ones that you let go, and I want you to set up an action plan this week on how you're going to get yourself 100% on board with this. Whatever you have to do, if it has to be something drastic where you turn off your phone, you shut the door, you don't let anybody call you so you can finish writing that screenplay, do it. And sometimes that might mean actually making your goal a little bit smaller. I know we always like to shoot for really big things, but the reality is if you haven't gotten somewhere in these first 3 months, it might simply mean that you set too big a goal. Here's an example. I am definitely on a health journey right now, and I might have set too big a weight loss goal for those first 3 months. And yes, I did lose some weight, but I didn't do it as fast as I wanted to. Let's be super honest. And so I'm going to set a smaller goal so that I can have those successes. Because goals should be designed to actually get to them. They should feel like they're a little bit difficult, but they don't want to be so outlandish that there's no way that you can actually accomplish them. So that might be your tactic, but whatever you come up with, create a plan for you to get to those goals in the next 3 months. And here's another tactic to either add to that one or to do on its own. And that is this: you are going to choose only one goal. That's it. One goal that you are going to commit to with a vengeance for these next 3 months. Now, you're probably going, but I have like 5 or 6 goals that we set at the beginning of the year. And yes, that is true. But we also talked a lot at the beginning of the year about focusing in on one major thing. And so this is the quarter to do that. These next 3 months are the time to go, hey, this particular goal, I've not really focused on much, and I'm going to focus on it with a vengeance, and I'm only going to choose one. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't continue to work on your other ones, but the thing you choose to do first is this one goal that you know you absolutely must move forward on. You must commit to 150% and just choose it. Choose the one that you know, man, I didn't do that one at all, and just go for it. Get yourself 100% committed again and go for it. That's the first part. The second part is get yourself an accountability partner, someone who you can team up with who will help hold you accountable. And every couple weeks, just have that person ask you, hey, how's that going? Or you could join a mastermind group or just start one of your own. A mastermind group is the way for you to surround yourself by people who are going to support you and you're going to support them. Some people call it a goal group or an accountability club. Whatever it is, if you have a group of people that you could get together with consistently to help hold each other accountable, this would help you get to your goals in 2024. Now, I do run mastermind groups. I am not getting ready to start one for the spring, but I will let you know when I have one that is open. Now, the third way for you to have the utmost accountability is obviously to hire a coach that could help you get to your goals. If you are interested in private coaching with me, please check the show notes and I will leave a link in there on how you can reach out to me to set up a free 30-minute consultation regarding coaching. I simply ask that you only use this if you are seriously committed and financially set up to make that financial investment in yourself. Okay, my friend, I've just thrown a ton at you and I just want to recap everything. So first, we started this episode with doing some reflection on the first 3 months, asking yourself, have you actually been using that word of the year to really give you the foundation to move forward? And also to look at all of your goals, to see where you are with those goals and notice the ones that you haven't really committed to and choose to commit to them. And then finally, we're naming this last week of March your complete week. That means you're going to list all the things that you haven't done that you said you'd do by the end of this month, and you're going to go about doing it and complete them all by the end of this month. And then we jumped into what are you going to do for 2024? So again, reflecting back on the goals that you set, which is the one goal that you are going to go after with fervor? This is the thing you commit your time to first. This is the thing you commit your thoughts to, your prayers to, your actions to, your word of the year to, that you're going to go for. What is that singular goal? And then you're going to go about doing that and making sure it happens by either getting an accountability partner, joining or creating a mastermind or goal group, whatever you want to call it, or hiring me or another coach to help you through that. So I've given you tons of things to do to help make 2024, these next 3 months of this year, really, really successful. And then, my friend, we'll be into summer, which is like so exciting. I love that it's turning to spring. We've had some 70-degree days here in Tennessee. Spring always just feels good. All the flowers are blooming. The grasses are turning green. And I hope wherever you are that you are having a beautiful spring and that you're feeling that liveliness, that little, you know, kick in your step coming back. And it's just going to be a great spring. So I'm so excited that we are launching into this next quarter of the year. Use this week as your complete week and choose that one goal that you're going to pursue with a vengeance for the next 3 months of 2024. All right, that's what I got for you today, my friend. You have a great rest of your week, and I will look forward to talking to you next time. And until then, keep living your unstoppably creative life, okay? Bye-bye.